Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Bonna Pfeiffer.
You're listening to the midweek version of the Fiber Talk podcast for the twice weekly needle workers.
Yeah.
That made zero sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We do it twice a week. It's for needle workers and it's a podcast, meaning you listen.
That's right.
Yeah. In your car, when you're walking your dog, whatever. Okay, so I got to apologize. We messed it up. Sunday we had a regular podcast, but the Wednesday before and the Sunday before were videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard from several people that there was something wrong because their apps weren't downloading the latest podcast.
Mm.
And I wrote to everybody who wrote to me, but I apologize because we should have thought that through. Well, I should have thought that through and not done two videos in a row, because the vast majority, I mean, we have a couple thousand CR videos on YouTube and so on and so forth, but the vast majority, 20 to 25,000 people per show, listen on apps, and that's it. That's where, I mean, that for us, that's where the action's at. And that's the intention of these podcasts. Is it something you can listen to anytime, anywhere? And so that's the vast majority of our audience. And so the huge majority of the audience got left out for two shows. And unless they subscribe to the website or are a YouTube subscriber, which the vast majority are not, because why would they? They didn't know what was going on. So bad on me. I screwed it up. I should not have done back-to-back videos and probably should find some way to let everybody know that this week's show is a video. So I should do a little podcast so something downloads. So I'll clean that up the next time we do a video, because Vaughn and I are going to do another Sampler Sunday coming up here in the near future after the first of the year. And that's going to be video. And so now maybe that's what I'll do, is we'll just record a little audio podcast and say, hey, this week's show is on YouTube as a Sampler Sunday. Let people, because then it goes to their podcast app and they'll at least know. But yeah, I screwed it up. I left a lot of people hanging, wondering what was going on. And then, after Sunday, people started writing saying there's something wrong. Well, no, there wasn't, but the communication was terrible. So I apologize to everybody. Sunday was a regular podcast. This is next Sunday will be, and, we'll stick to that, and then I'll do a better job of letting people know. So sorry for that. Appreciate the loyalty. You know, that's the silver lining from this end, is the loyalty in that people are saying, wait a minute, I'm missing out here. What's going on? And so, you know, if it was dead silence, that would not be good either. <It's> like, yeah. So what? But so that was a comfort to know that people cared enough to check in and find out what was going on. But didn't think that through, so sorry about that. And speaking of videos, holy smokes, we've done a bunch of them. Now, we're doing, for anybody who hasn't checked it out, we're doing a Friday night live show. Fiber Talk Friday night live show. And speaking of, and I was about to speak about a sponsor before I speak about the sponsor who's sponsoring this show, and that is that is Sassy Jacks. Every Wednesday show with Vaughn and me is Sassy Jacks is sponsoring. And here's a word from Kim.
Hey, everyone. This is Kim of Sassy Jacks Stitchery, and we are proud to sponsor this edition of Fiber Talk. We are so very appreciative for the time and talent that the host of Fiber Talk put into recruiting and interviewing wonderful needlework guests, and for the fun and laughter they bring into our lives through both the Fiber Talk podcast and their video posts. And we are so grateful for you and for the time you take to listen, watch, and support this wonderful bright spot in the needlework community. We at Sassy Jacks so appreciate you and are so grateful for your love and support of our shop and the needlework world at large. I wish you the happiest of holidays and the healthiest and most joyful new year ever. May your days be bright and your nights merry, and may your toes be warm and your hearts happy. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, and much, much love this Christmas time to you and yours from all of us at Sassy Jack Stitchery.
Thanks, Kim. And, you know, check it out. As Vaughn has said more than once, if you need something, call Kim. Yep.
That's Sassy right.
Jacks. Yeah. And now I had a couple people have commented that they could not get a hold of Kim. And I realized they were trying on Wednesday. And Kim is closed on Wednesday. And I don't know that she answers the phone much because she's closing on Wednesdays so that she can keep up with shipping out orders. And so she's there at the shop, I think most Wednesdays, but she just has such a backlog of, or a stream, I shouldn't say backlog, a stream of orders that she is now closed on Wednesdays so that she can deal with that and keep up to date. And from all reports, that's working because I've also heard from more than one person where they ordered something and they got it like pronto. So yay for Kim. But if you're trying to call on Wednesday and nobody's answering, they're closed. And yeah.
Yeah, and also I think too that whenever I've heard people say, you know, I call and I can't get a person, or the answering machine is full, or the voicemail is full. And I think that typically it's not that they're not answering their phone. I think a lot of times they're on the phone taking orders from somebody that's called, and that's how come it goes to voicemail.
Yep. Yeah,
so
they're a busy little shop, sports fans.
They are.
It's a busy patience, little shop.
Yep. Patience is a virtue, right? That's what they say anyways.
Yeah, but you know, in the days of Amazon, that's tough to do, but
yeah.
yeah, no, Kim will take care of you. Leave the message. Send in the order, whatever. She'll take care of you. And she is working hard. She's training people, adding people to her staff to keep up with the pace. And but yeah, the Wednesday, if you can't get anybody on Wednesday, that's why they're closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's great. You know, to have a shop growing like that in this day and age is fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, all right. So back to our Friday Night Live shows. So check us out. Now, we started out, we did the first couple on Instagram Live, and that's barely adequate. And we now are, all of our shows, our Friday Night Live shows, will be on YouTube. And they start at 8, I screw this up every time, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central.
Yeah, 6 and 5.
6 and 5, yep. So 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. And then 1 in the morning in England. So, for sure.
In Germany, right? Germany, too, because Jessica.
Yeah, but now Jessica was 2 hours, so it was 2 in the morning for her.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's some daylight savings time happening over there in Europe. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Every Friday, now we're doing them every Friday night, but I say that, but then this Friday we'll do a show, but then we're taking a break till after the first of the year. But they're Friday Night Live show, and it's Vaughn and me, and then you know, join us, make comments, and we answer questions, have exchanges with people, so on and so forth. It's a lot of fun. It really is fun.
It is. And this last Friday night, I guess Bigfoot made an appearance.
Bigfoot made an appearance, yeah, through your window behind you. Yeah, we'll be showing a picture of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was captured.
It was kind of scary.
Captured by a listener. Yep.
Yep. Screenshot. Yep.
Hey, Vonna, be careful what you ask for.
I know, right?
You seek out Bigfoot, Bigfoot shows up.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's always been one of my, I've always had a dream. I'm not kidding you. Do you ever have like a dream that you go like through your life having? Have you ever had like a reoccurring dream?
No. Can't say that. No. Sorry.
I do. I have. I've had this dream since I was a little girl. And it's always about what I would assume is it's a monkey or a Bigfoot or something. And they're so big that when they look in my house, their eye, like, you know how you look in a telescope or something? There's only one eye. Yeah, with one single eye in a window. And I'm always like trying to hide, like underneath the windows, not trying to go through so that he can't see me. And I've had that dream.
Wow.
Like my whole life.
And you wake up covered in sweat?
No, I wake up like scared. I do wake up scared.
Yeah.
But then I realize, oh, that's just, you know, my stupid Bigfoot dream.
No, I have dreams, but I don't remember them. I don't know what that is, because Marga's always telling me about dreams she has. And, You know, she'll say, do you have any dreams? I do, but they just don't stick with me.
Okay, you know, speaking about dreams, I know this. Well, no, this dream is about needlework.
So you're going to tie it all together. Excellent.
Yeah, I'm going to tie it all together.
So, that's professional.
I know, right? That's so rare for me. But anyways, I've been having some neck and shoulder problems, and I don't know what my problem is, but I haven't been sleeping good. And I'm trying to train myself to sleep on my back, because apparently if you sleep on your back, that helps with neck and shoulder pain, whatever. So I've been trying, and I don't like to sleep on my back. So I've been awake frequently throughout the night, and it seems like if I wake up in the middle of the night, I always kind of can remember what I'm dreaming about. Well, last night I had fallen asleep, and I woke up like at, 1 o'clock in the morning, and my dream was this. I don't know who this person was. I really don't know who it was. In the dream, I felt like I knew her, and it was a woman, but I don't know who she was. And she was making this design of a white pumpkin, and she wanted me to stitch it, and so that she could have it for a model. And so I stitched it, and I was very careful about it. And the way I did my thread lined up with the veins in the pumpkin, so they were darker than the other globes of the pumpkin, so it looked like dimensional. I'd been very careful with it. And when I got done, she goes, well, this is nice, but I'm going to get so-and-so to stitch it because they stitch much better than you.
Ouch.
I know. And I can remember waking up thinking, yeah, I can remember waking up. I was kind of like, when I woke up, I was kind of like upset. And then I thought, oh, it was just a dream. I don't know, whatever.
Oh, man. Now, see, folks, show up on Friday night. You get all kinds of this stuff. Yeah.
I never thought about that.
This is Monday. By Friday, we might have another dream. Oh, man. Yeah, you pop out of bed madder than a hornet. Start throwing things around. What do you mean you stitch better than me?
And I've already been kind of in that nasty kind of grumpy mood anyway, yeah. So that just didn't help.
Yeah, you got the whole cranky thing going anyway. So.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. This is really not common. I'm not usually grumpy. Like, I've been grumpy for like 2 weeks, and I don't know why. I mean, nothing's gone wrong, but I've just been grumpy. Whatever.
Yeah, you know. So Friday Night Live, 7 o'clock. Oh, I did 8 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Eastern. And then whatever your time zone is, we certainly go for an hour, been pushing an hour and a half, but we just have fun. So that's good.
Yeah.
And then be sure to check out the videos that we did that I didn't, you know, that people wondered what was going on. Two Sundays ago, we did a sampler Sunday, and that was all on Quaker samplers. And, and our sampler Sundays, when we do those, which are not real regular, when we do those are going to be video, because then we can show the samplers. So that video 2 weeks ago, and then last Wednesday, Arlene and I did a show, and it was all about books. So if you're interested in needlework books, check that out. Arlene hauled out from the archives, and we had a great time doing that. And then we did, went up last Friday, Vonna and I did our favorite things. And we did that for Caroline at Off the Grid Needle Arts, because she's raising money with her Flossmas effort for Muscular Dystrophy Canada. So we did, that was 45 minutes of cool tools and things to buy. So yeah, when you do that one, you'll want a pen, paper, and credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I sent you one of the things that I talked about.
Yes, you did.
Have you used it?
Not yet, no.
Oh.
Haven't had time. Haven't had a chance. No, but it's right there. a little micro threader.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And
we're matching.
Nice.
We're match.
Yeah, yeah. Friends forever.
All the cool kids. All of them. Yeah, that's really cool. So, so check that out because, you know, and if somebody's wondering what to get you, watch that video. We'll help them.
Yeah,
we'll help them spend some money. Yep. Kids yep. going, what am I going to get, Mom? Here, watch this video. Any of those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's those are our videos. So check those things out. And of course, subscribe at our YouTube account, Fiber Talk YouTube account. Subscribe, and then you'll see those. But, you know, that as always, the best way to hear these podcasts is through an app. Just the best way.
Yeah, and can I say something about that,
no.
too?
No.
Okay, I won't.
No, I'm muting you right now.
Okay, so now listen to this.
Okay.
Okay, so I've been doing this podcast, you know, as a guest, since you started, right? And then a co-host for the last year.
Yep.
And I really didn't know what podcasts were about until, I know that this sounds, I really am intelligent. I really am. I'm very intelligent, but I'm kind of dumb about it.
And that's according to?
It's kind of, it's, I have to like validate it. So that makes it like questionable. Okay. But anyways.
Because you weaken your own argument with that. Yeah.
I know, right? Anyways, I didn't really know what podcasts were until the last month. And what made me even start looking at about them was you said on one of our shows, well, a podcast app. We're on all of them now. I went and I set up on this one and that one, and I thought, podcast app? What is that? And so then I just clicked on my podcast app on my iPad, and I was like amazed.
Yeah.
At all of the things. So I
world.
Am now, I know, crazy. I did not understand. I guess I didn't understand what it was. But would you like to know what podcasts I'm listening to?
I would.
I'm listening to a Bigfoot one. I'm being serious. I really am. And I'm listening to a UFO one. And then a 1933 Quilting Friends one. Actually, one of our viewers sent me an email and said, I think that you would like this. And it's about around a 1933 quilting bee. And I'm listening to that one.
What is it, a serial story?
Yeah, it's kind of a serial story. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So like the others I couldn't care less about. But what's this one? Tell me about that one. What's the name of it?
It's like, oh gosh, I don't know what name it is.
Oh, come on, Vanna.
Quilting Friends, something. gosh, I don't know. And I don't have it on. See, it's on my iPad that's broken and in the shop. But,
You know, that's part of why you're cranky, because you broke your iPad and you just feel like you're out of touch. So you're just.
I am.
Cranky.
I am cranky.
That's but a great word, too. Cranky. I like
I
that.
Know.
Word.
I know.
Okay, so there's one about a 1933 quilting bee.
And they're in Ohio. But I don't know what the name of it is. Something. And it is so good. And she told me that the first thing that I should listen to see if I liked the way the person spoke and read the story or told the story was the Christmas one. And so I did start with that one and I loved it. And it's like 1933, like post World War I niche type era. Very nice. It's a very good podcast. So that's what I've been listening to that one. And then, I've been listening to other quilting ones, like from the American Quilting Society and, various other ones.
Yeah.
So.
No, I, yeah, that's a whole world. To me, it's a podcast basically replaced radio for me.
That's, and so now then tell me what you listen to, because I think you listen to like a scary ones or detective ones. Oh,
no,
you don't?
No. I listen to, the one I never miss is called WTF. And it's what the, it's yeah. what the, you know. Why he named it that, I have no idea. And it's Mark Maron. And Mark Maron is a comedian and a brilliant interviewer, in my humble opinion, an absolutely brilliant interviewer. And he gets guests, name guests, celebrities, mm-hmm. Directors, movie directors, musicians. Mark is a skilled guitar player, so he likes to get musicians, and he is an actor. He's in addition to being a stand-up comedian, he has done quite a bit of acting. He has a regular role in the show on Netflix called GLOW, which is the Glorious Ladies of Wrestling from back in the 60s or 70s. It was a show. And that's quite good. That's actually, he's been nominated for SAG Award, I think it was. But that show has gotten some recognition. And he's done 3 or 4 Netflix specials, comedian specials. And I think he's excellent. He's really good. I mean, he's a head case and a half, but he's really good. But he's just a superb interviewer. I just think he's superb. And so if you get a movie star, say Meryl Streep, though I don't think he's had her. But anyway, you don't just get to hear about her movies. He doesn't just gush over her. He goes back and he wants to learn how they got where they are and tell stories and what influenced them and their family life. And you really get to learn a lot about them. And I just think he's excellent. I think it's probably the one that put him on the map, and it's now probably 3 years old, was he interviewed President Obama while he was president.
Uh-huh.
And of course, that's, of course, polarizing right there. But the guy is just a regular guy. And they just and it wasn't in awe of the president for an hour. It was a conversation with a regular guy. And it was great fun. And then the one after the week after, he tells all about what had to go on so the president could come to his house because he records in his garage.
Mm.
And so that was fascinating. But he's had all kinds of people and some of these big name movie directors. And you get to hear the backstories for a lot of these movies. And so I think he's superb. The only thing is, if you're offended by the F word,
don't watch him. I listen.
It isn't. You know how some comedians, they can't say a sentence without it?
Yeah.
He's not like that. But to him, it's not a word that he stays away from.
Yeah.
And but you get past that to get the other stuff, which I think is superb. So I listen to him a lot. I listen to him all the time. I mean, I never miss a show. And then someone just connected me with Conan O'Brien's show.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Oh, man, I've done two of those already. Two of those. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Oh, man. That's good
and
stuff.
And I like him.
That's
I
good
like
stuff.
Him a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack Black I listened to. And
To him, too.
And then Ellen DeGeneres is the one I'm in the middle of right now. And
Mike Rowe.
Okay. I like him. Does he do
too.
A podcast? Probably.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, see, now I'll add him to the list. And then there's one that's called Talk Nerdy to Me.
Mm.
And it's this woman who is, she gets all, it's all kind of science and psychology and all those things. And that's interesting. I do that in small doses. Like I'll listen to one or two of hers and then I'll take a couple weeks off. But it's one of those that gets your wheels spinning.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy her. Can't think of what else. Oh, and then I have some cycling podcasts, which are not going to be of interest. I have 6 of those.
That's interesting. And see, I didn't know anything about it. I found out what it was. It's called the Quiltification Podcast Friendship Album 1933.
Quiltification.
The Quiltification Podcast.
Okay, I might check that out.
It's a very, it's a story, basically.
Yeah.
It's not a book. But she's thinking about making it into a book. But anyways, it's about these 5 friends and it's just down homey, feel goody, happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has struggle and strife in it too, but you know, just good down home kind of stuff. And I'm all about that kind of stuff. So.
Well, I might check that out. Yeah. And there are several podcasts that are that kind of thing where it's a serial story.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several of those. Like if you go look for the top podcasts, there are always 1 or 2 of those in that list, that top 10 list. And then NPR's, that's another one. NPR, their podcast series is superb. Typical NPR stuff, you know, really interesting human interest stories and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really quality stuff. And that's good. There's a lot of good stuff there, too. Yeah,
see, and that makes me kind of sad because I did not know anything about this. I mean, I didn't understand what a podcast was, I guess. And that's stupid. I've been on one and I don't even know what it was.
Yeah, it's an amazing world. And the thing I like about it, you know, and I'll just offer these tips is get an app. And if you have an iPhone, there's an app already built in called Podcasts. And if you have Android, most Android people use Stitcher, and it has nothing to do with needlework. I have no idea why it's called that, but the Stitcher podcast. But what you do is you just set up an account. They're free. And you can, of course, you can pay with Stitcher. You can pay for a premium account, but you don't have to. And you set up an account, and then you find the podcast, and you just click subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do that, then every time there's a new one, it is downloaded to your device. So you don't have to do anything. And that, to me, that's the neatest thing. So when a new show comes up, it just goes to your device automatically. And then you can listen. So always make sure that you're downloading where you have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Never stream it. And download them so where you have Wi-Fi, so that then when you're out walking the dog or you're in the car or whatever, you're not reliant on Wi-Fi and you're not chewing up data if you have limited data. Or, you know, a lot of times now you'll have unlimited data, but to a point it's really fast and then it's slow. So download them at home when you're on your Wi-Fi, and then you have them. So if you go on a trip, like at an airplane, you're flying an airplane, you get a four-hour flight, you can knock off several of them if you download them ahead of time. And then always let them run all the way out, like all the way to the end of the music, because then the apps either set it or it's automatic. I think it's automatic with iPad or iOS. If you let it run all the way to the end, then it will delete it automatically. So they don't build up in your phone. If you don't let it run all the way to the end, then it assumes you're still listening and it keeps it. But so you got to let it run. There's always music at the end. Just let it run all the way out. Then it'll delete it. And you always have the option of saving the podcast. So you can save it. Now, like you take, for instance, WTF, Mark Maron. He did one with David Letterman that is outstanding, and I'm a big David Letterman fan. So I saved that, and I've listened to that three times. He just did one not too long ago with Nathan Lane, the actor, Tony Award, stage performer. I think is excellent. I've listened to that twice now. He did one with David Lee Roth, which is a ride and a half, and I saved that one. And he did one with Joe Walsh from the Eagles. And Joe is just a character and a half. And so I saved that one. And so you save your favorites, and then you can listen to those too over and over if you want. And, I think it's a great little world, podcasting. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. I didn't realize the depth and the difference of podcasts. Of course, I don't listen to anything intelligent like you. Well, I listen to UFOs and Bigfoot.
Well, you know, but that's the beauty of it. There's something for everyone.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone. And just about every celebrity on the planet is doing some form of a podcast.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll do podcasts because they have an interest outside of whatever their day job is.
There's also religious ones. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A ton of them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, where you can like do the, there's one that I'm doing that is like an Advent prayer every day.
Yep.
And you just, you know, listen to it. And yeah, it's just, I have really just enjoyed, I didn't know that all this was out there. Funny, huh?
It's, I think they're fantastic. And for needleworkers, you know, that's something you can listen to and keep your eye on what you're stitching.
Right. And I've been listening while I work.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's a great little world. It really is. I love recording them, but I also love listening to them. It just, especially when you get people who are named people of one sort or another, and you get to learn about something other than what you would normally read about them, their acting or singing or whatever. You know, they grow plants, and you get to learn about that. And
right.
Yeah, they're humans too. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and what I liked about it, and I have been an Audible subscriber for probably 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and So I listened to a lot of books on, you know, read to me while I was working.
Right.
Once I found the Todd, this podcast deal about a month ago, I unsubscribed from, and I'm saving myself $27 a month.
Yeah. And see, that's, to me, that's the thing too, is books on tape or audible books or whatever they're called. To me, you can only listen to those. Like, I can only listen to so many books for so long, and then I got to have a break.
Mm-hmm.
I got to have something else. So then podcasts give me that something else.
You know, I am not like that. I'm one of those people that I can
lock in.
I can just like, I'll listen to book after book after book after book. And I did for 5 years. And I will admit that I was kind of like running out of things to, you know, to listen to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because I don't like anything heavy or anything intelligent. I'm so shallow, but it's just that I am very reactive to emotion, and I can like feel emotion very deeply, and I don't want to have like a heart rending or the end of the world or any of, I don't want to listen to, I just want to listen to happy stuff.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, so I don't want to listen to into something that'll make me think or anything like that. Now I will listen to things that will make me learn, but I don't want to listen to like my girls read these horrendous books about like end of days and stuff like, you know, this, the flu virus and people are turning into, you know, zombies. And all that. I don't want to listen to that. I don't want to read that. You know what I mean? I don't care to do that. And I just want to be happy. I just want to listen to happy stuff. So yeah.
Well,
I ran out of stuff to listen. I mean, not ran out, but I will admit I was getting tired of listening to it. But I do have this overwhelming like sci-fi weirdo crap that I like to listen to or think about, like UFOs and aliens and ghosts and paranormal stuff and Bigfoot and cults. And I don't prescribe to that kind of stuff myself,
yeah.
But it fascinates me, people that like join cults and then like 20 years later, they think, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? That's
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They wake up.
Yeah.
Oops.
yeah. That like kind of fascinates me. And so anyways, I like to listen to that. I like to read or listen to that kind of stuff, but whatever.
Now, you put that down, you know, as if it's, you know, you're shallow, but I don't think so. See, I don't think it has to do with shallow or deep.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has to do with what you're doing. Like, say for instance, you're sitting there finishing all day.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of your brain needs something
mm-hmm.
to keep you so that you stay on task
and get
the work done. So, but that something can't be so deep that it detracts you from what you're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
See, I think it's quite legitimate. You have to have that other half occupied. So if it's something that's say a level and a half deep that you can pay attention to, and if you miss a part because you really had to focus on the ornament you're finishing,
mm-hmm.
you can fill in the blanks after the fact.
That's true. I would agree with that, because another thing is, and I had it in my head and now I've lost it. I can't remember what it was. God, that makes me mad when I
shallow.
Do that.
That's shallow.
Yeah, that is shallow. I had it. I can't remember. I don't know.
Or
what
getting
I was
old,
say.
One or the other. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Anyways, but I do listen. I mean, the stuff that I listen to, like I said, you're right. It's like lighthearted enough that,
yeah,
you know, I can listen to it and I right. like to listen to that kind of stuff. I mean, this is what I was going to say. I don't like to listen to like UFOs or Bigfoot or ghost things at night when I'm finished, if I'm down right. working at night, because one time I did that recently, I scared the crap out of myself. I had to like run upstairs and hope nobody was looking through the window at me.
uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, because some of them, they tell these, it's basically they're just telling stories, right?
Right.
And so they tell these stories, and I'm very gullible about a lot of things, and I'll get all immersed into the story, and then I think, is there somebody across the room looking at me? Or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get like, I can really freak myself out.
That's why I won't go to horror films.
I don't watch horror shows.
No,
yeah.
No. Okay, you were something you said triggered this. Now, this is going to sound weird coming from a male, but here's a book.
Okay.
And I have no idea. This book is ancient. It's not as old as I thought. Published in 82, so that's not old at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that can't be the original date. Anyway, this book I highly recommend. I just think it is one of the finest pieces of literature I've ever read. It's a big, long, honking book. It's called And Ladies of the Club.
Mm.
And the author is Helen Hooven Santmeyer.
Hmm.
And it's about five ladies. It's been a long time since I read it. But it's so good that it sticks with me. And I bet it's been 20 years since I read it.
Really?
And it still sticks with me. And it's in typical sexist classification, it's a woman's book.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody told me that how good it was, what an excellent story it is. And I said, all right, I'll buy it. I'll go for it. I'll buy it. So I bought the hardback book. Locked me in. It is a superb story. And you follow these women from childhood or teenage years all the way through to adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
And their stories and their connections. And it's one of those books that you will not put down and will stick with you. I mean, it's easily been 20 years since I read it, maybe more. And superb book. And I don't know, if you can get it on Audible Books or not, but I always, when these kinds of discussions come up, I always try to remember to mention that. And Ladies of the Club, Helen Hooven Santmeyer.
Huh. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah. It's a group of women here's the description. A group of women in the fictional town of Waynesboro, Ohio, who begin a women's literary club, which evolves through the years into a significant community service organization in the town. It's just superb. It really is.
Wow.
One of the best I've ever read, easily. And I've read a lot of books. So there you go.
There you go. You want to know a series I've read over and over and over?
Hmm.
It's Clan of the Cave Bear by Gene M. Aul.
Hmm.
Aul, A-U-E-L. I however you say that. I always say Aul.
I've heard of that book. I've heard of that series, but.
Yeah, I have read that entire series front. I own them. I have read them probably 5 times through. I love that anthropology. I love anthropology and the whole caveman.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. I took anthropology class when I was in college, and I had a very great professor, Dr. Toth. He is like an expert in ancient like stone tools.
Uh-huh.
And now, this was in the 80s, late 80s, 19. It was the fall of 1988 because I was a freshman. And he took us out of lecture class to the courtyard by Jordan Hall here in IU. And he had a dead sheep there, lamb, or it was a sheep. And he napped the tools out of flint core.
Mm-hmm.
And like scan the land to show how precise these people, these, ancient people that were supposedly so, not intelligent or whatever, and showed how intelligent they were, how they had to nap these tool from flint and get the like surgical, precision cuts and stuff like that. Did it right in the courtyard of Jordan Hall. And that sticks with me.
Hmm.
I can still see him do it, And I can still think about how exciting that was to see him do it. And then think about people, ancient people doing that, that whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, just like really in, I really do like to, like, there's a lot of series on Netflix of those, like Neanderthal Man and all. I have watched all of those several times. That whole subject matter, like, really gets me. I really enjoy that.
Maybe I'll have to give that series a check out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
It's written down right here on the pad. Right here on the pad. Quiltification Podcast and Clan of the Cave Bear.
I love that. That is a Clan of the Cave Bear is the first novel in her in that series, and it is she is a biologist. Very, just really, everything in there is, you can cross reference, and it's like truth. It's not, I mean, it's a fictional story, right?
Yeah.
But what,
like historical fiction, like,
yeah.
Okay. Now see, we learn.
Yeah, right.
And we've lost our needlework, and we haven't talked about any needlework for 40 minutes, and we've lost our audience. It's just me and you, Vanna, just me and you, and a dog named Boo. Yep.
Oh, well, we can bring him back now. You were going to talk about our stitching plans.
Well, yeah, I thought it would be interesting because, you know, end of the year, and of course, you know, people always want to look back at the previous year, but I thought, no, let's look forward.
Yeah.
At what's coming up.
Yeah, what is coming up, Gary?
Well, the same stuff we've been doing. See?
We're just adding more and more stuff to it, so we won't ever get anything done.
But what got me going on this was I started again on the Queen Sampler last night.
Uh-huh.
And more tonight. So I'm back at it. So we're going to work on that. We know that's going to take a long time because it's just, that's the way it is.
Right.
And then we have our Agnes Day Sal's stitch along that we're starting now Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
So that's Lent. The 2020 Lenten stitch along Fiber Talk is Agnes Day from Modern Folk Embroidery.
Right.
And Kim has a kit. What is the color?
Parisian gray.
Parisian gray. And you're doing.
Skulky. It's 32 count, and then it's skulky white.
Yes. So are you doing that, or are you still doing white on white?
No, I'm doing the Parisian gray. Remember, you told her to get it for me.
She's shipping it to you. Yes. So Kim has a kit together for that. So you can contact Kim. Just, you know, call Kim at Sassy Jackson. I think it's on her website, too. You can just order it right there. So she has a kit. Parisian gray, sulky threads. What is it, 35 count?
I think it's 32. I don't know. I think it's 32.
Somewhere in the 30s.
Yeah.
So she has a kit for the Modern Folk Embroidery, and she carries all of Jacob's charts anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And his 2020 stitch along, she has a kit for that too. She's put that together. So you can get that from Kim. So we're going to do that. We're going to start Fat Tuesday, and we're going to stitch on that all the way through Lent. And I am mentally here a couple, 3 months ahead of time. I am mentally preparing night and day. Every chance, I'm going to pound on that thing and see what happens.
Are you really? Seriously?
I really am. I'm going to do everything I can to
get that done.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Now then, can I ask a question?
No.
This has nothing to do with Anya's day. It has to do with Jacob, though. What kind of kit does Kim have for the 2020 Sal?
Do you know? I don't remember.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to go look. Okay, now go ahead.
I just remember she put something together, and I just saw a post about it.
Okay. All right, so Agnes Day.
I'm not doing it, so I didn't pay attention. You know?
Okay. Yeah. Agnes Day, we are going to pound it out. I don't know that we can get it done. Although, now think about it, it's just cross-stitch. There's nothing hard about it.
Right.
Other than that, it's just very large.
Yep. Not reversible. And don't care.
Not reversible. But yeah, we don't care about that. The other thing is that somebody on the Friday night show, or did somebody write you saying they wanted us to break it down into goals?
Somebody wrote to me about breaking it down into segments or sections.
Okay. So, well, I think that we need to, I think that I could do that maybe.
Okay. Well, I said that my response to her was that you and I would talk and we'd see what might be.
Yeah. We'll have to look at that. I think that it could be broken down. Personally.
Yeah, and I know that helps some people. I'm starting in the upper left corner, and I'm just going.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pile my way across the sheet there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got that going. I'm excited about that. I ordered my B5200. Is that what it is? Yeah, B5200 Floesch.
Floesch.
I'm doing it Floesch.
You're doing the Amuse Day in Floesch, and I'm doing the 2020 Sal in Floesch.
Right. Yes. So, yeah, mine's on 35-count linen custom dyed by Jessica Grimm in Bavaria purple, deep purple.
Okay. Yeah. And the next thing I would like to say is that people, we've gotten people interested in Floesch. A lot of people are very interested in Floesch. And I did knew
nothing. Beautiful thread. It's a beautiful
it's
thread.
It's beautiful thread. And I knew nothing about Floesch until I read Trish Burr's book.
Yeah.
And she uses Floesch.
Yeah.
And then I asked you, what is Floesch? And you told me. And then I bought some. And I was like, this is just DMC that's like bigger, you know, bigger, thicker strand. But it's not like pearl or any of that.
It's much softer, too.
It's much softer. It's a very fine feel. It has a very fine hand to it. And it has a very nice feel to it as well when you're stitching. The pull is very nice when you stitch. Anyways, Floesch, why do not people not know about this? More cross stitch people, designers, you know, why they're getting on board with Skulky, but nobody has like thought about Floesch. You know what I mean?
Don't know, but I think it's a marvelous thread. I really do.
I think it's marvelous too. And I think that it's going to be beautiful on our things.
Well, you showed it Friday night, Floesch on your linen, and you showed from the side how it just sits up so full and pretty.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it looks just how I like my stitches to look. I like them to look like they're floating.
Yep.
You know, like they're puffy. They're not flat. They're like floating and full. And that's exactly how it
And that happens automatically. You don't have to do anything to make
it
happen.
You don't have to do anything. No.
Yep. And one stitch on something in the mid-30-count linen fills it right in.
Yeah, no problems. I'm on 32, and it was on charcoal linen. Go look at our Friday night place, our Friday Night Live. It's beautiful on there.
And I said one stitch. I meant one strand. Yep.
Yeah, one strand, yeah.
One strand, yeah. No, it is. It's beautiful. When you showed that from the side, I mean, I saw that when I tested it from the top, but I never thought to look at the side. But then when you showed it from the side, it's like, yeah. Bingo. That's the way it should look. Yep.
It has a very nice, I like it. Yeah. So, yeah, Floesch. On Use Day, Fat Tuesday, you're doing Floesch, I'm doing Sulky.
Yep, 5200 on purple, and you're doing Sulky on Parisian Gray.
Parisian Gray. Mm-hmm.
From the Sassy Jacks. Yes.
Yep.
So, okay, so we have the, looking forward then, so we have the Queen Sampler, we have that, the On Use Day.
Mm-hmm.
Then we, of course, have Sarah B. that we're cooking along on, or would like to.
Yeah.
And then we have our band samplers.
Yeah.
That's my travel. That's my travel.
Well, you're getting much more done on your bands. I haven't done anything on that basically since I was in the car riding home from Sassy Jack.
Yeah. Well, I put mine away now until I go to Arizona. So.
Well, and then, like, have you seen all these people that started it because we gave them an idea and theirs is already done?
Yeah, those people irritate me.
It's just like, gosh, dang it, that was my idea and now you're done.
They irritate me. People that do that, I wanted to be first.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Whatever. But
no, but they're beautiful. See, they work up, every one of them works up beautifully, though.
Yeah, it's and they're all different. That's what I like about it, is that they're all different. We're not I guess the idea is kind of copied, but the look is not copied. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it was at Janice Green was where, effectively, we got the...
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, hers are beautiful. She's got a whole rack of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing original about the idea. I mean, it's like trying to invent sunrises. They're fun to do. You just a band, you know, and fill it in.
Yeah, that's not. But now Janice Clark didn't do the, or Janice Green did not do the, she's not done the Bristol samplers on a band.
No, she's just done her whatever else. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Bristol samplers was our idea.
Okay, Vana.
Oh,
calm
gosh.
Down. Easy now.
Yeah, I know.
Well, see, and I branched away from that, though, because I was doing Bristol stuff, but now these last two rows I put in, I took from one of Jacob's designs.
Yeah,
I'm not tying myself just to Bristol, though the majority of them are going to be from Bristol samplers. I liked the alphabet I just did. It was on one of Jake's, and I really liked it. That was on his monkey design, which mm-hmm. has some Bristol and some other things, but I really liked that, so I took that.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever works. So we got those going.
Yeah.
And then I was going to suggest to you.
I see this on the list.
I was going to suggest to you that at some point next year, we either do a Debbie Rowley needlepoint project
mm-hmm.
or a Hardanger project.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I'm up for anything.
Because have you ever done a Debbie Rowley?
No, not a Debbie Rowley, no.
Mm. Fun.
I've done that Nancy's Needles. I've done several of those, but those are just effectively satin stitches.
Nothing there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different, yeah.
I did a Laura J. Perrin one, but that's essentially the one that I did was just satin stitches.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I would like to do something when you talk about all these Walnetto stitches and all that. I would like to do something like that. I have a desire to be better, you know, to learn and to do.
Just in general, I have this desire.
I do, in all areas of my life, all branches. But
As I look at the greater expanse, I just have a desire to be better.
Yeah, I do have a desire.
Oh, my heart, right now. Just a moment. No, just a moment. Oh, wow, that was special.
To be the best me I can be.
Yeah,
I would do a Debbie. I feel like since Debbie's a co-host that we should, like, I should be nice and say, let's do a Debbie one. And I think she's got beautiful projects, so I would be down for doing that.
Okay. All right. Because, yeah, she'll stretch you.
Well, and I mean, because Hardanger, we're essentially kind of doing Hardanger at the end of the queen.
Right. We'll get plenty of good white work in there, yeah.
Hardanger. Yeah. So
thread, that kind of thing. Okay. All right. All right. I'll come up with a couple of Debbie Rowleys.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be fun because that would be completely different.
Yeah, I think that would be good. That would also, you know, that might, and maybe people could join us, you know?
Yep. Yeah, stretch your wings a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's all about stretching your wings. Yes.
Because, we can get some Jessicas and Walnettos and a Debbie Rowley. That's easy to do.
Yeah.
It's all okay, she does. No.
Is that right?
No, it isn't at all.
Oh, okay.
No, that's the fun thing about hers is it's a real mix. She has that way of mixing a bunch of stitches, different kinds and different colors and different threads and making it all come together. That's why I love mm-hmm. her stuff. Cause you'll have several different threads and several different stitches and then a variety of color. And some of hers, she stays with a theme like browns or whatever. But
right.
A lot of them you can get a lot of color in, and I'm a fan, always have been, of Debbie Rowley stuff. I think I just love her designs, love her work. And that's going on the list.
Okay.
And then we'll have all that done by December.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Well, no problem. I'm also doing the 2020 Jacob Sal. I'm doing the iStitch band sampler. And then I told my friends that I would start again working on my Ocean of Hawk Run Hollow. What is that? Shores at Hawk Run Hollow.
That one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Well, yeah, I'm not. I can make up a list too of ones that are already started that I should finish.
I'm not starting anything for New Year's Eve. You know, because I always start something new at New Year's Eve. I'm not doing that this year. I'm going to hold myself back.
Okay.
And the way it's looking, I don't even think my Advent stitch is going to be done. I just have been Advent has not, for me, been what I had anticipated it to be. I've worked more at the quilt shop than what I thought I was going to. And it's just kind of been a mess, kind of.
Well, you know what? You know what, Vonna? Next Wednesday, it'll all be over, and then it won't matter.
That's right. It'll be all. I know, and that makes me sad. Because do you ever think, is this just me, or is it? This might just be me. When I think about Christmas, you know, Christmas is my thing. That's my like one big thing. You know, some people have this big thing about Halloween. No, I don't have a big thing about Halloween or Easter or really anything else. But my big thing is Christmas. And when I was a little kid, a little girl, even a young adult teenager, I felt like Christmas was the most magical thing ever on the face of the earth. Like magical, like I think, you know, peace and harmony and oh gosh, love and all this stuff. And today it's like, I just feel like I let myself down. Every year I do. I just feel it's just like, what is this? I just am not doing this right. Something's not right.
I don't know. We have pared back the whole Christmas thing considerably. Of course we don't have, now the kids are gone, you know, living their own thing. So like Christmas Day, we'll be home alone, just the two of us.
Right.
And, would like to be with the kids. Don't get me wrong, but quite frankly, a day of Christmas Day home, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just fine with that. But, no, I don't know. As we've gone along here, the Christmas has become church music, church handbell music. We just had our concert, Sunday, and then we'll go to church. And we didn't even put up a tree this year. Marga did a bunch of, Christmas decorations. We got some friends coming over, for dinner, and that's it. And it's much simpler. You know, like Marga and I don't exchange gifts. We haven't exchanged gifts forever. So it's just a simple thing. And so we just enjoy Christmas for what it is and move on.
Well, that's one thing. Our focus is not presents either. I mean, we have presents for each other. I mean, well, the kids. Keith doesn't get me anything. I can't say he doesn't.
Be careful now. Be careful.
He does sometimes. Like this year, I said, don't get me anything because I have just been spending money hand over fist like water, it seems like. And I said, what do you want? And whenever he says, when I go, what would you like for Christmas? I'll get you whatever you want. Whatever, you know, of course it's his money that I'm spending. <I
guess. laughs> One of your many talents.
I said to him today, what do you want? And he goes, well, I don't want, he always says this, well, I have everything that I want. And that always makes me feel like a heel because I could have a list from here to the next door neighbor's house and back telling things that I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're going to get a Roku. We decided that a Roku box on our downstairs television so that we don't have cable, but we have like online, you know, like Netflix and Prime Video and stuff. So like a Roku box would help update our smart television that doesn't have the apps like Hulu and stuff like that to download. So that's what we're getting for ourselves. Roku box. Woohoo!
Okay. That's a party.
Yeah, it is. But we do, our Christmas is largely a lot like what our Thanksgiving is. We have tacos. We have tacos and enchiladas that I make all from scratch. And then we have our desserts. We have a lot of desserts. And then we typically open presents, you know, like we go to midnight mass and we come home and we get up like at 8 o'clock in the morning. We don't eat breakfast because we're going to have the big taco fiesta for lunch. And the kids open their presents, which doesn't take long because they each get one present and then basically just money for their, you know, bank account.
Respective expenses. Yeah,
that's right. And so that's about it. And usually I start my Christmas ornament to commemorate the 2019 Christmas or whatever year it is that year. I'll start my Christmas ornament and we'll watch like Christmas movies and play games and stuff like that. But playing games is also kind of like, not that fun because Katie has to beat us at everything. And we don't play like Monopoly or stuff like that. We play Rummikube. Have you ever heard of that?
Rummikube, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We play that. And she like will like take 10 minutes for at every turn to try to think if she can get all of her tiles and how she can beat us. And if she takes this from that and that from that. And it's like, come on, Katie, just play a tile, you know, and she'll always win, you know, and then she'll go, look how many you have, 55, you know what I mean? And then she'll go, I won again. And I mean, that's just, Katie is like very competitive.
Well, she sounds like a bunch of fun.
She's very, she's just really competitive. I mean, really, that's what drives her in life. And it's always like, yeah, whatever, you won. Okay, yeah,
move on.
Yeah. So, anyways, we play that and Bananagrams. That's like a Scrabble type game. Watch movies, stay in our jammies 9 times out of 10, or at the very least, like workout, that jogging pants. And that's it. That's what our Christmas is.
Hey, that's a good day to me.
Yeah, it's a good day. I have a good time. I just feel like I hope that I'm making it magical for my children, because as I think back on my life, my grandmother always made Christmas, really both grandmothers did, one in a much more flamboyant way and one in a much more quiet way, made Christmas like so memorable and special. And I hope that my kids feel like I'm doing that for them. I don't know that I'm achieving it, but I hope someday when I'm dead and gone, they'll say, you know, Mom, she always tried to make it good. She never quite hit the mark. But she tried.
Good old Mom, close but no cigar. Boy, she just never quite measured up.
I always thought she was doing good, but she just never hit the mark.
Yeah, there's a legacy right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot.
No, I'll tell you, if I was your kid, Christmas Day with tacos and enchiladas, man, that's all the memory I need right there.
And I make homemade churros, too.
Yeah, see, that's all the memory I need right there. Yeah.
With cinnamon sugar and chocolate dipping sauce.
Yep.
Keith always says that's why he married me. So, for my food.
One sole reason. Okay.
Yeah, food.
The rest of the time, you just drive him crazy.
That rest of the time, he just is defeated.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, we're out. Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Friday Night Live 7th. With Fiber Talk, Lana and me. Join us. Bring a beer. Beer is allowed.
Yep.
Or whatever beverage, but
yeah,
Vaughn and I drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
And so join us then, and I forget who's Sunday. I don't remember. Somebody's Sunday. Then we're taking a break.
Woo!
Until after the first of the year. But yeah. There'll be stuff. There won't be anything on either Wednesday, Christmas or New Year's, not happening. But there will be a rerun on the Sunday between, and then we'll be back after that. Thanks to Sassy Jacks for sponsoring us. Thanks to everybody for listening. And, you know, call Kim. She'll fix you up.
That's right.
Yep.
Bye-bye.